Good morning, Rain Partners. Welcome to the latest edition of the Monday Morning Motivator. We are quickly coming up to 1 year of powerful messages, and congratulations for stepping up and listening in. Please welcome to the call today the man who believes the only place you find success before work is in the dictionary. Please help welcome Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, hello, Russell, and how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm doing well.
So, Rich, if I asked any Rain member, when you think of Richard Dolan, what's one of the first things that come to mind? You know, one of the first things that come to mind is that you are a master presenter, and you present ideas and concepts, and you just, off the cuff sometimes, you get into presentation mode, and you're just brilliant at that. Would you agree to that?
Well, you know, pal, I first and foremost, I can't say I agree, and the reason why is because when I hang out with real, true, powerful presenters like the Dr. Paul Stoltzes of the world, or the Oprah Winfreys of the world. Gosh, you know, these are different icons and different leaders in a different way. And so I just feel like I'm just really beginning to step into my groove. I'm really growing into my resume, if it were. But what I can admit to is the fact that it's taken me 20 years to get to this point. It's taken me 20 years to really cultivate, exercise, and strengthen the muscles that we call presentation skills. But I do want to continue on this point because it's the purpose of this particular week's call, and that is to understand that in order for you to really be loved, be admired, or be followed, you've got to be a leader. But leaders are communicators. And so there's really three key, easy for everyone, no matter what level of game you've got, that you can practice these three things and really begin to understand the power of presenting yourself to the world in a new and exciting way. So let me share them with you. The first one of the three little key pieces of advice to get really powerful in that realm is the first, pause. Gosh, I can't tell you, Russ, and I know you and I have traveled the country many times, and we're in a rush, right? We're in the middle of things, and we're moving worlds and moving people, moving words. But you've got to pause, because to pause means to get present, and to get present means to take a breath. And when you do that, physiologically speaking, you allow there to be enough air and blood mass flowing through your brain and your heart to give you the kind of energy and vibrance you need to find the words that you require to actually speak coherently. Without it, you're just going to be kind of a bit of a mess. And so you've got to do that. By the way, that pause prepares you for number two, which, apropos, it's preparation. You've got to have a good idea as to what you're going to say to people when you have the opportunity of saying it. And if you don't prepare what you're going to say in advance when the moment comes up, you wish you had, because those were the ums and the ahs, the hesitation and the stumbles really feel for you the big stumbling blocks, the reasons why you wish you could have done it over again. That's where the nerves take over and your body just explodes, right? That's where perspiration and the nerves, the shakes and all that shows up. Now, those two are really important for me because that's where a lot of people mistaken pausing, like being present, and preparation as slick or smooth. Now, I'm both. And the reason why is because I really, truly have learned over the past two decades of doing this work that you've got to really control that pause. You've really got to be super prepared. So to tell you a quick story that really animates the point, take, for example, Russ, as you know, Rain was the largest sponsor for Oprah Winfrey's Canadian tour. We were in Edmonton, then Calgary, and then we ended up in Vancouver. And if you were in the audience, you recognize something that I did. When I went onto the stage, first of all, you've got to get that 17,000 people. It's a pretty overwhelming experience. But as you stand in front of that room, I paused, and I got present. But I was prepared. I had a script with me. And that script allowed me to be on point in spite of the nerves, in spite of the distractions, you know, clicking pens or heels or screams or applauses. I knew what I had to do because I had to do it fast. I have only a few minutes to get it done. So some people might say, wow, that guy's really undaunted. Some people might say, gosh, that guy's really slick or really smooth. No, I was really present and I was uber prepared. And that allows you to deliver on the third thing, the third magic ingredient, on really just being an incredible leader from the front of the room to one, to few, or to many. And that's be passionate. You know, that oozes out in your persona. That oozes out in your physiology. That oozes out in the language you choose, the way you speak, the pace in which you say it, the volume, the peaks and the valleys in your sort of octaves, if it were. And if you're not passionate, then people aren't engaged. They're not moved. They're not inspired. So if they're not moved and inspired, then no matter what you're prepared for, no matter what you've paused about, no one really cares because you haven't enrolled them. They haven't felt welcome. It's kind of like going to a really great dance party all dressed up with pathetic music being played by the DJ at a very low volume. No one's going to dance and have a great time, and no one's going to certainly drink and remember that night. In fact, actually, it's the opposite, right, Russ? Everyone's going to remember that night and never want to come back to your party again. So being a leader is about being a great speaker, but not a speaker as in a polished slick or the guy who has all the right words. That's what I've been able to do over the past 20 years, and I'm just getting started. It's very easy, no matter what stage you're at. You want to pause to get present. You want to prepare so that you know what words to speak. And then you want to turn on the passion. And the best way to turn it on, if you're wondering what the heck that means, and to make it really, really, really easy for all of you, just smile. Just smile when you speak. Just be happy that you've got the opportunity to speak in front of people and be grateful that you've got that opportunity that most people don't even have, let alone ever will have in their lifetime. So be grateful. Be passionate about the fact that you're there to have fun. And so no matter what happens, you're just grateful that you are. And that's the lesson for the week. So the homework for the week, Russ, I think for each and every person, is to pick a moment where you're going to be able to have that chance to exercise those three keys to presenting yourself as a leader, where you actually see and find yourself pausing, getting present. You are actually prepared, so you know what you're going to say in advance to whenever you're going to say it. And be passionate. Just smile while doing it. And I want you to make note in your journal, the success journal that you've been started, or if not already, then I urge you to start one now, to write somewhere for future reference, how it went for you. What did you notice about yourself? What did you notice that showed up that you can in fact do it and repeat it again? And that would be your homework for this week. Try it once, see how it goes, and see how powerful it is for you. Easy to then repeat later on. So back to you, Russ.
So, Rich, would you even add a fourth P to that of practice? And even because I know you're talking about 17,000 people, but can't we just practice on our cousin or a person we meet at the Starbucks so we can pause, prepare, be passionate, and we can practice small until we can get up to that point?
Boy, I can take that comment about practicing on your cousin in so many different directions, Russ, but I will not. But I will say, when you say practice, you're darn right. Practice does make perfect. You know, I've often said that I'm the professional that's been chopping away at a tree with a spoon for 20 years, and it's finally coming down. You know, I wasn't the sharpest tool in the toolbox, but I kept at it, and it's so true. You know, each and every one of you on this call should be a part of a Toastmasters. They provide an incredible environment for you to go out there and keep practicing your tool, the trade, speaking in front of people. You want to speak in front of people. There's no mystery as to why Don is an exceptional speaker today, and he wasn't when he first started. You know, look at Russell. Russ, you've been an incredible speaker, and you weren't exactly that way when you first started. Gosh, I'm embarrassed to look at some of my old videos from when I toured with Tony Robbins. I can't believe he hired me. But today, I'm a different speaker, and will continue to be a different speaker. So it's not arriving to a place, folks. You're not going to arrive at being the picture-perfect presenter. It's a pursuit that you will always and feverishly always pursue, because you'll never get to that destination. Every day, you'll just get better and better, but you won't unless you practice. So good point, Russ.
And as quite frankly, if you don't have an audience, you can always potentially make an audience. You can pick up the telephone and you can interview somebody. Really, what we're doing right now is presenting, is it not, Richard?
Absolutely. Right now, right here to you and to everyone, always.
Always. So presenting yourself masterfully. Pause, prepare, passionate, and practice. What a wonderful message. Thank you for giving so graciously of yourself, Rich.
You're more than welcome, and I appreciate the time. And to all of you, again, find an opportunity, practice those three P's, and heck, add in the fourth P, practice on your cousin. Words of Russell's to live by.
Well, thanks for that. So I can
thank
be quoted.
Russell.
I'll put a TM behind that.
Put a TM behind it. It's yours. You can have that one.
Well, thanks, Rain Partners, for attending today's powerful call. We're nearing in on 1 year of these Monday Morning Motivators. If you do have any questions, please give our office a shout at 1-888-824-7346. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, signing off, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.